1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's Julie Ducker Johnson for our weekly chat all about what's going on at the local community food center. Julie, how's it going?
Could not be better. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. So, of course, it's Monday, which means we've got Monday night dinner tonight.
We do indeed. We have Monday night dinner. We have the market.
Mm-hmm.
So the market is open from 4 till 6. Dinner served from 4:30 till 6 o'clock. Everybody is welcome. What I know for sure about dinner tonight is there is the most gorgeous apple dessert will be served.
Ooh.
So it sort of looks like a pie, but it sort of looks like a flan.
Ooh, yum.
But it smells amazing.
Yeah.
So, just saying, if you make it through the day on Monday, come eat dinner and then you can have dessert.
Yum. Okay, yeah. Awesome. And the market, of course, is just phenomenal, as always.
The market, and again, you know what? Things are fresh and fabulous and, you know, it's evolving all the time. So, it's great.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And all local goods for people who are really caring about that right now.
Oh, my gosh. As you should care about it always,
exactly.
As we always have. But yes, as locally sustained as humanly possible, and remembering that we buy it wholesale, we sell it wholesale so that it is accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people think that they shouldn't come to the market because, you know, they don't want to take from others and things. That is so not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is welcome. And yes, if you save some money and your food budget is doing really well, and at the end of the month you have a little bit of money left over that you usually spend on food, you might want to become a monthly donor here.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Pay it forward in some way. But everybody is welcome. It is for everyone. And if you want to help us with our operating costs because you save some money on your groceries, by all means, donations are gratefully accepted.
Also, on Tuesday, we're starting up a new program at the local.
We are indeed. So we do community connection programs all the time to enlighten people to things that are available in the community or talk about ways that people can advocate for themselves and for others. And so the program that starts tomorrow is called Positive Conflict Resolution. And it is led by one of our volunteers who is a qualified mediator and certified conflict management coach. And she is absolutely fabulous. And the workshop is an amazing experience for anybody because we all have conflict in our life,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, at home or at driving or anything. Nothing's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need these tools in our toolbox. And May will lead this program, and there's lots of opportunity to learn and practice new skills, and you're at the local, so you know you're in a safe, relaxed setting.
Absolutely, yes, and that is a free program to all.
Yes, it is. And so tomorrow, which is Tuesday, May 6th, is from 10 until 12. And then it's the following Tuesday as well, May 13th.
Amazing. So that's really great. Again, any type of conflict can be resolved positively. So that's what that's all about.
Precisely. And if people want to attend, I mean, you can just show up. That's fine. But if you want to give me a call and let me know that you're coming, that would also be great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just call the local, and I'm at extension 1005.
Okay, perfect. And then, of course, on Friday, lunch is coming up on Friday, as it always does, from 11 to 1.
Indeed, and the fun thing about lunch this week is we will have a school choir here for the first part of lunchtime, singing their little hearts out and entertaining us, which will just add to the fabulous Friday.
Oh, that is marvelous. And also on Fridays, you do have that exercise class in the morning, too, for seniors.
Seniors exercise class from 9:30 till 10:30. It is led by OneCare. Everybody is welcome. It is free as well. And you know what? It's fun. And again, I think I've mentioned before, but the music is pretty fabulous.
So. Yes. You have, yeah.
Yes. And so you can exercise sitting down. You can stand up. You can, whatever you like. It's for all levels and everybody's welcome to come.
So fun on Friday with the local. And then also at the end of the month, the plant sale is coming up and we have a fun twist on the plant sale this year.
Yes. So the annual plant sale is Saturday, May the 31st from 9 till 1. And during the plant sale, we have been working with birdhouses in this building for quite some time. Yeah. And so community members have taken these birdhouses that were donated to us and they have jazzed them up like you have never seen in your life, whether they've painted them or bedazzled them or anyway. The birdhouses have started to come back now in a way different state than when they left the building because they were somewhat plain. Well, they were really plain when they left, and now they're coming back, and they are spectacular.
I cannot wait to see them.
So we are going to start sharing a little sneak peek of what the birdhouses look like on our socials. And then this is part of our community includes the local fundraising campaign. So all of the birdhouses will be out during the plant sale for sale. First come, first serve, because if there's one you have your eye on, there's only one.
Mm-hmm. They're all unique.
You need to come early because everybody has their favorites and they will go very quickly.
I imagine. I'm so excited to see them all. That is going to be awesome.
Yes.
So everyone can follow you on Facebook and Instagram for those.
Yes, indeed.
Also, you have mentioned that tax clinics are available now all year round.
Yes. So I know that tax due date was the end of April, mm-hmm. but we have a new staff person and a new program so that we have the ability to help people file their taxes. And you can file your taxes all year long. It's not just before April 30th. Like if you didn't get them done, it's not, you know, it's fine. You can come and make an appointment and we can help you do that. But we have like a financial literacy program coordinator now who's going to do different programs and things. But off the hop, the first thing were to get some income tax returns filed for people and we've done it.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
That is such a great resource to have in our community, too, because so many of us have no clue how to do our taxes.
Exactly. Right. And I mean, the different things that Jen will do as time moves on, like with programs and things about budgeting and just things that are, it's information that maybe we don't know and maybe we don't have access to. Mm-hmm. And so we all need to be, you know, very smart and careful with our money, and this will help do that.
Yeah, totally. Well, that is amazing. And holy smokes, so much amazing stuff is just always going on at the local.
Well, we try.
And you're doing a great job. Oh, well, thank you so much, Julie Docker Johnson, community connector at the local community food center. And we will see you this week.
Yes, awesome. Have a great week.